Go with me again to the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. First chapter of the book of Proverbs. We began this morning by what I anticipate being a kind of a prolonged series of studies from this book. And so I trust you have been praying and thinking about it and will continue to do so. We looked this morning at the man Solomon and the wisdom from which he gave these proverbs and the way that the Lord has had them used again and generation after generation, that they would be ordered to teach the people. I want to ask you to go back with me tonight to those first verses, but then we're going to add another set of verses with it this evening. I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and then put with it verses 10 through 19. Tonight I want to ask you to think with me about the strategy that God has given to us to grow in grace through the wisdom of God's saying. Now you keep that word strategy in mind. If you've ever played a game, everybody has to have a strategy about how they're going to approach things. If you plan how you're going to play a ball game, you have a strategy how you're going to approach it. If you plan a way to study and to accomplish a study, a level of study, a degree, you have a strategy about how you're going about it. Have you ever thought about the fact that God has given us a strategy? It's not for you nor me to plan. It is for us to do what He has already laid out. So what I want you to look with me tonight is at the way that God gives us a strategy of what we're to do and then cautions us when there are those who would lead us into a different strategy. Look with me, if you would, please, again in Proverbs chapter 1, and let's read verses 1 through 6 this time. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instructions. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtly to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now, drop down with me, please, to beginning at verse 10. And I want you to see here a caution against something that's given to us. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let's catch us some unsuspecting person. They haven't done anything, but it'll be fun. Let's just catch them and see what we can get. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, and let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. I want you to notice the contrast in those two portions of this first chapter of Proverbs tonight. In the first verses, in verses 2 through 6, Solomon gives us the purpose of why these wise sayings are given by God. I'll show you in just a moment where the strategy comes in. But I want you to notice that these wise statements are given, and there are four different things between verses 2, 3, and 4 that have to do, and these are particularly true for those that are referred to as the young men and those whose life is in a formative position. There, first of all, these proverbs are given that we might know wisdom and instruction. That we might know wisdom. That we're able, the word know comes from be able to ascertain or to gain, and primarily to gain by seeing. God gives us direction in these wise sayings of Proverbs that enable us to walk in experience and see what He does. We see by faith in some of His instructions, but we gain the experience by what we see. We gain the wisdom by what we see and by what we watch. Just think of it this way. Who do children learn from? First and foremost. There's the idea that the school teaches them everything. I'm going to tell you that the school, if they're depending on that for everything, they're missing the greatest source of instruction and education that exists, and sometimes I think it's being squandered. And that is the impact of parents upon their children. And especially small children, as they watch and listen not just to what mama and daddy tell them, but how mama and daddy behave relative to what mama and daddy tell them. Do mama and daddy do what they tell me to do? Do they behave the same way? You see, God tells us something, and then watching what He does and how He does it in our lives gives us the greatest instruction of faith and trust in Him. God gives us wisdom, wise sayings, wise statements that we would know. We would gain it. We would understand it, both wisdom and instruction. That I want you to look at these. They're, and I think my grammar is kind of correct. I won't promise you that it's very good. But one of the things that I do remember is that you could take the little preposition to, and you put a verb with it, and you create, I think it's what it's called, a participle. And it creates this phrase that is as one word. It's for the purpose of, to know instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to give subtly to the simple, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to know, to perceive, to receive, to give. You see the action that's involved? These are not just little statements that are very pleasant little verses to memorize, little easy verses to keep. But they're there to accomplish something in our lives. God gives us the wisdom in His book that we would know and ascertain understanding, that we would grasp it, that we would gain it. He gives us these things that we might perceive the words, that we would be able to separate. This word comes from a Greek word which means to separate mentally. Think about that. I don't know, sometimes if you're like I am, sometimes you think about doing anything mentally, you scratch your head and say, well, I'm not so sure that's about me. But you know what it is? He gives us the ability to sort things out in our life. To take what we see, to take what we're given, and then to sort out the circumstances and the influences and the teachings about us to see where they fit with His. To sift them out. How many of you remember? I'm going to date myself now. How many of you remember the thing that maybe your mama or your grandmama had that was a little metal canister with a handle on it, and it had a crank, and you could pour flour, and there was a little screen in the middle of it, and you could pour flour or you could pour cornmeal down in that thing, and you just crank to your heart's content, and what it would do would break it up, break up the clots, smooth it out, sort it out, and make it ideal for whatever it was you were fixing to bake. Cake, cornbread, whatever. Well, you see, one of the things that God's wisdom through these wise sayings is given to us is that we can sort out the things that come into us, that we can see where they fit in His Word. That we can sift out the things that the world is telling us, and that we can separate them and depend on what God gives us. You ever thought about your mind being a sifter for the influences that are around you? He gave us these wise things to receive, through them to receive the instruction. Now notice these four things. The instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. You know, one of the biggest turmoils in our world today is a struggle for equality and equity. One of the things that I want you to see is the great... You don't have to find it in legislation. You don't have to find it in financial circles. One of the greatest ways to find judgment and justice and equity is to find the wisdom of God and live by it. The failures of others in the past are because people were seeking their own way. The one way to be equal and to have equity between people is to treat everybody the way God tells you to treat. You know what the most basic of that is? Do unto others as you want them to do to you. God's theology is vast, but God's instruction to us are pretty simple. And one of the reasons is that He, notice the next one, it says that He would give subtlety to the simple and to the knowledge, to the young man, knowledge of discretion. You notice the idea of the simple here. The simple comes from a word which simply means the unlearned and the undeveloped. The person who hasn't developed fully their way of thinking and watching. It's not simple as somebody that's a simpleton. The old person, the old word that was used to talk about somebody that, you know, the elevator didn't go all the way to the top floor, the capabilities were not all there. The idea of the simple here is not somebody who is incapable, it's someone who is yet unlearned. And He's giving subtly. I can't even say the word properly sometimes. But the word translates from a Hebrew word which literally means a stratagem, a strategy. God gives a strategy or a plan or a direction to those that are not yet developed in their faith. The young man. Not young man as in excluding young women. The idea of a young person who is growing in their faith. You see, one of the marvelous things about the Word of God, God calls some of us at a very early age. He calls others at a later age in their life. But He has a plan by which those young children can be taught and developed. And I'll be quite honest with you, that plan sometimes is quite different from what some of the educational philosophies in the world today are. He gives you a strategy for knowing how to live justly with your neighbors. What does the Lord require of thee but to do? Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. If God requires it of thee, you know what He does? He teaches you how to do it. He doesn't ask something of you that He doesn't give you the way to do. It's not just a thing for young people either. It's for those, to a reminder to those who are already along their way in their faith, that they would continue to grow and to increase in learning and attain unto wise counsels. Two passages of Scripture. Look with me in 1 Peter. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. You see, that's the first part of it. That's the strategy that God gives as we learn, as we teach our children, as we teach those that are not only children in age, but are also children in faith, as God would quicken His children and bring them into the walk of His congregation, that He would teach those. They may be children of 60 or 70 or 80 years of age, but there's a lot left to learn. Then look over in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in grace and in the what? The knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You see, as we start, we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word. To want it. Watch a little baby sometime, quite regularly. It'll get to be feeding time, and they want that milk. They want that bottle. And they don't want to be without it, because they need it. I'm going to ask you something. Do you want the Word of God as bad as an infant wants its milk? Do you want the thing that you might grow with as badly as a child wants the milk that nourishes its physical body? Do you want your spirit nourished as badly as a child wants their body filled and satisfied and nourished? Well, I would tell you that's the strategy that God gives to us through the wisdom of His Word, that we would know, that we would receive, that we would be able to perceive and sort out, and that we would have the strategy by which we might grow in grace. All of these words that we're going to see in the Proverbs, all of these verses that go through these different subjects that are dealt with here, deal with the very basic things that we all face in our life. Anger, resentment, pride, hasty words, good words given to someone else. All of those things are there, and they're given to us that we would grow in our faith. Well, I've been reading them a long time, preacher. Okay, then it's time in digging into them that we would attain to a greater knowledge. We don't stop growing. I've been around people sometimes that think that they've been in church 25, 30 years and they got the church thing all down pat. I'm going to tell you, it's not about the church thing. It's about the Christ thing. It's about what Christ says for us. We'll never get all of that this side of heaven. But He's given us the strategy. But let me tell you what He also has given us. He's given us a warning that Satan has a strategy which has the one purpose of enticing us away from God's way of doing it. My son, if sinners entice thee, if they dangle a bait in front of you, you know, the carrot, little peanut butter that's put on the mousetrap, if they dangle it in front of you to try to draw you away, if they entice you, it's your responsibility. You can't blame them. God's given us the instruction, and His word to us is consent not. Have you ever thought about that? God doesn't hold the person who entices you when you fall. God holds you accountable. God holds me accountable because His instruction is consent not. Satan's strategy is to say, come on, join in with us. Let's take advantage of some poor person that doesn't know what's about to happen, and we can overcome them, and we might even just kill them, but we'll get what they have, and we'll take advantage of them, and we'll fill our houses, and we'll all have this big purse together, and we'll all take advantage of it. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, that's gang warfare. That's exactly the principle. Come on, let's join in and we'll all take advantage. If that's the bait, look at verse 19. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. God gives us the direction and the instruction of Satan's plan that would take away based on greed. Now, if you'll notice, God's strategy for our growth is that we would give, that we would learn, that we would serve. Satan's is that we'll take away from somebody else that's already got it, and then we'll have it. What does He say? My son, verse 15, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot. You keep your foot out of their path. You may not be able to change them, but you don't have to walk in their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. You see, God's word gives us a strategy to grow in His way. Satan's got a strategy to pull us into his path. God's is one way. Satan's is 180 degrees the other way. And his whole idea is to entice us for our gain. That's what he did with Eve. He caused Eve to look at that fruit that she wasn't supposed to eat, and she decided to see, oh, it was desired to make me wise. How are we going to be made wise? By what God says, not by what Satan entices us to do. You see, God gives us a strategy, and it's a pretty simple strategy. It's not easy, It requires our diligence. It requires our care. But it's one that's 100% absolutely guaranteed to work. Why? Because God gave it. His word will enable us to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, to reach a level not just knowing the facts, but knowing how it works in our life, to give the strategy to the young and growing, that even a wise man will hear and increase in learning. Young people, the Word of God is not too hard for you. God gave it that it could be learned, even by children. Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me. Older folks, depend on it that you may increase in learning. As we increase, we can help somebody else. But you see, all the time while we're trying to learn, we have to be aware that Satan is trying to entice us. He's trying to entice us to turn away from God's own direction. And we're going to look at a number of specifics. But what I want you to see is that God says, look, here's what I'm telling you to do. Here's what's going on over here. You be careful that you don't do this. Consent not. Don't walk with the crowd. Don't move with them. Well, the cool folks this. Well, this group, the successful. God's way is where success lies. Don't walk in their path. Walk in God's path. He'll give you the strategy. He'll give you the subtlety. He'll give you the ability to do what He calls you to do. Folks, may God bless us to understand that He has a path laid out. And He has a plan for our faith, for our growth, for our service, for our testimony, which is a glory to His name. And it starts with Jesus Christ. May we take that step and follow Him, is my prayer, in Jesus' name. May God help us. You pray as we move on in this study. Read the first 8 or 9 chapters. There's a lot in there. And it's going to take us a little while to kind of work our way through. So be patient. Lord willing, I'm going to try to begin doing these studies on Sunday evenings in particular. You pray that God would bless us.